Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 17, Bombela 22, Polokwane 18. The High Court in Pretoria has declared the National Energy Regulator of South Africa's decision to consider municipalities' application for electricity tariff increases without the required cost studies as unlawful and invalid. This means that the regulator may not consider any applications for electricity tariff increases from municipalities unless they require the cost studies are submitted. Municipalities whose cost studies are also absent were ordered to continue charging electricity tariffs based on the existing rates. AfriForum manager for local government affairs, Morne Mostert.
AfriForum, together with other civil society organizations, must still continue this fight by reviewing the information granted by the cost of supply studies that municipalities must hand in for them to be able to get a tariff increase.
Rand Water has completed the maintenance at the Ekenhof pumping station following a power outage at the pumping station this week. The utility is embarking on a 5-week of maintenance of its infrastructure in three provinces, Gauteng, Mpumalanga and North West, which is expected to be completed by the end of July. Thousands of residents across the city of Johannesburg are experiencing low water pressure to none in some places. Rand Water spokesperson Makinosi Maru.
The water utility has requested municipalities to inform their customers about the extent and the impact of water supply interruptions in their respective areas and to make alternative arrangements in the form of stationary and roaming water tankers to ensure that citizens continue to receive water.
Chief economist at the Efficient Group, Davi Ruit, says if coalition talks work out, this could be good news for a possible low interest rate in South Africa. This as parties are failing to reach a consensus on the government of national unity after the ANC lost its majority after the elections.
Politics really is a spanner in the works at the moment because that leads to a lot of uncertainty. But let's assume politics work out fine. Then chances are quite good that we're going to see a significant reduction in the petrol price. And that will be good for inflation over the next couple of months. And that will create an opportunity for the Reserve Bank to start cutting interest rates. So I don't think at this stage we're going to see an increase in interest rates. In fact, I think there is room for the Reserve Bank to cut interest rates within the next few months.
And Kenyans have used social media platforms to draw attention to their protest. It has been weeks of what started as peaceful protests that turned violent and claimed over 20 lives. Researcher at the Institute for Pan-African Thought and Conversation, Immaculate Laiga, says Kenyans use the internet to tackle democratic issues.
We are really seeing these things actually play out in very nuanced circumstances because one of the things that is at line for Kenyans is democracy.
I'm Miel Pienaar, hoofdminister. Hooggeregshof bevind sommige NERSA-verhogings onwettig.
Well, that's interesting. Eh? So NERSA again overstepping their mark. Thank you to the courts. Speaking of the courts, how is it going with the Government of National Unity? Are we in the courts yet? Miel Pienaar, do you know what happened 3 years ago today? 3 years ago today.
I had no idea.
Former state president Jacob Zuma was sentenced to 15 months in jail for contempt of court.
Oh.
3 years ago today, Butaz.
The never-ending weekend is never-ending music you love. Jacaranda FM.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control.